Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Two of the most entertaining football games you will see, with the high stakes and the offenses and big names involved and big plays and controversy. It was about as good as it gets. And yes, you had what happened at the end of the NFC game be a huge talking point, but you know, I don't think something like that hurts the NFL, quite frankly. I did want to see Breeze and Brady go at it, but I still think there's going to be a pretty good matchup. And that line opened up at even, you know, basically a pick'em, rather, not even, a pick'em, and then quickly went to Patriots minus two as a bunch of money came in, and people said that that's ridiculous. It should be a Patriots game. The Patriots should be favored in the game. So all of a sudden, it's now Patriots minus two. Now, speaking of that stuff, so Boomer was out one day filming the Super Bowl's greatest commercials last week. So Jerry and I were hosting the show together, and Jerry said, you know, there's this celebrity golf tournament that we should bet on to have some fun. And he goes, I'm going to read you a couple names. Pick out a name. And he said, Marty Fish was 3-2. I said, that's ridiculous, 3-2 on a golf tournament.
No value in making that
bet. I'm not doing that. Right. And I said, you know, the only guy that I know who's any good who's a celebrity is John Smoltz. Now, you thought it was Maddox, and I was like, no. Smoltz is the guy.
Smoltz was the guy I was thinking about because he played in the U.S. Senior Open last year.
Right. So we said, I said, you know, Smoltz is the one. He was like 25-1, which surprised me. And I said, all right, you know, let's do that and let's figure it out. Show ends. Neither one of us remember this. And we just go about our day. And guess who won over the weekend this celebrity golf tournament in, like, going away, right?
By three shots.
Yeah. Was John Smoltz. So,
yep.
There you go. 25-1. We said
100 bucks each. Really blew that one.
Wow.
Because the whole thing I was saying was, we talk about guys that gamble talking about finding value picks, and a lot of times it's stupid. In this case, it made a lot of sense. Guy played in the U.S. Senior Open. He's capable of winning this.
25-1.
Idiots.
Yep.
The two of us.
You know what's amazing is that last week we were talking to Andy Roddick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And look at Francis Tiafoe.
Yeah, there he goes.
Probably brought Francis Tiafoe up to him, and now he goes all the way to the quarters, and now he's got to face Rafael Nadal.
I think he heard us, and that's why he's playing so well.
I mean, it's just amazing that kid is playing as well as he is.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And he's playing actually right now, I believe.
Oh, is he?
Yes. I will try and get you that score. I was a little busy with the sound that we were going through, me and Bob, but I will get you the score of Francis Tiafoe.
All right, let's get to the point. Let's get it. Come on, brother.
All right, we are brought to you by Ray Katina Lexus, where you can check out the entirely new 2019 Lexus UX crossover. And we're going to start with the Patriots and Chiefs because that was the late game that ended in Kansas City. Of course, Super Bowl 53, as we know it, in Atlanta, will feature the Pats and the Rams. It was New England winning in overtime, 37-31. Patriots get the ball to start overtime, and they go right down the field, had three huge third down conversions. They go down the field, put themselves in position to score that winning touchdown.
Second and goal to go from the two. Allen motions left to right, then reverses direction. Brady under center, a give to Burkhead, runs it left for the win! Touchdown, Patriots! And they're bound for Super Bowl 53!
Yep, sure are. Soucy, Scott Zolak not on that call, but Pat's radio with it, and Burkhead with his second rushing touchdown of the game, 37-31. The Pats going to the Super Bowl again. Yeah. Really remarkable. Sony Michel ran for 113 yards, couple of touchdowns, an incredible fourth quarter. Back and forth the teams went as they were trading the lead. Tom Brady throws for 346, touchdown, couple of picks in the game. Here was an exuberant Bill Belichick, sort of, not really, after the game about the accomplishment with reporters.
Just as special as it gets, given the struggles during the season and then you're winning the championship game on the road, which you hadn't done before in the last couple of tries. Does that make it a little bit more unique?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, he wasn't terrible, but there were a couple that were like that.
Yeah, think about this for a second.
Your microphone.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, right.
Think about this for a second. So it's what, about 10 degrees?
Mm-hmm.
And you had a 41-year-old quarterback who got better as the game went on.
In a wetsuit.
Is that what he wore?
I believe he wears a wetsuit.
Is that Under Armour wetsuit? Or I don't know. But I read he wears a wetsuit when the weather gets this cold to keep the body warm.
Oh, he was warm, right?
He certainly was warm. That's the 346 yards.
He actually threw an interception in the end zone like Ben Roethlisberger.
It was the first time he's ever thrown an interception from the one-yard line in his career.
And then he has the tipped interception that would have sealed the game for the Chiefs, yeah, but D Ford lines up offside.
Yeah, another thing the Patriots would have never done, right? I mean, the Chiefs turned into the Chiefs in these spots, and the Patriots were the Patriots.
All right, hold on, because you say that, and my first thought when Edelman goes after the punt that's bouncing towards him, that's not a – you get away from the ball. That's not a Patriot thing that you do.
Yeah, all right.
Because if the Chiefs did that, we would have said, well, it's a Chief thing, and the Chiefs turn into the Chiefs.
Right, but you're right about that. It didn't end up touching him, which is miraculous.
So we're over there at CBS, and they're looking at this thing, and I asked the question, how many think Edelman touched the ball? All the anti-Patriot people, the people that hate the Patriots, all raise their hand immediately.
Yeah.
And then I said, how many people, you know, didn't – or thought that he didn't touch the ball, and then the other half raised their hand.
Yeah, I think he did because
so therefore you got. But I'm just saying, if you don't think he did, or you think he did,
you can't tell.
Do you have enough to overturn the call in the field?
Exactly, that's the problem.
That's the question.
It was a series of angles that ruled out every body part, if that makes sense. Like there was one angle that said, okay, it looks like this angle it does touch, but this one clearly it does not. But I was surprised they came back and overturned it. But yeah, I mean, but I couldn't believe at the end of the game the amount of resistance that the Chiefs put up or lack thereof on defense was just like mind-boggling.
They got steamrolled in the first quarter too, man.
First drive was impressive.
I mean, how do you play defense against Patrick Mahomes? Keep him on the sideline.
That's right.
And that's exactly what they did.
Here was reporter with Brady.
Has it hit you yet that you're actually going back?
To the Super Bowl? It hasn't. No, it's hard to imagine.
No, it's not. They go every year. It's not hard to imagine at all.
Three in a row.
It's incredible. He says a tough team win.
It took some great plays and great conversions. And just proud of us getting the job done.
And you mentioned D Ford lining up offsides. He knows that's an issue.
I got to see the ball.
What did you feel about that?
I got to see the ball. Especially that the time of that game and, you know, what was at stake. You just have to see the ball.
Man, think about that. I mean, think about that for a minute, because that the game is over right
yeah.
there.
Over. Mm-hmm. I mean, they
over
had
done. Chiefs are winning, and Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Couldn't they have got? I mean, the game was over, but couldn't the Patriots have gotten the ball back with like 20 seconds
maybe,
left or something?
Maybe.
With the timeouts they had left.
Yeah, but you're assuming that the Chiefs don't make a first.
True. Very true. But yes, it was very likely a done deal had that not happened. Here's Andy Reid. Well, this stinks.
It's going to hurt, which I could obviously see. That's important. That's how you get better. And this team has done that throughout the season.
Here's Patrick Mahomes, 16 of 31, 295 yards, spectacular in the second half, 3 touchdowns. He was sacked 4 times, was running for his life a lot of the night as well.
Ultimate trust in the defense. I mean, I know those guys are out there giving everything they have. I know those guys are doing whatever they can, and they ended up making more plays than we did in the end. But at the same time, I had the trust that we were going to get the stop, and if we got the chance, I felt like we were going to score.
But they didn't get the chance.
What are you going to do without him, Boomer, now that he's not playing anymore?
I don't know. You know, he's not the reason they lost, I can tell you that. It's, you know, lining up offsides and not being able to stop the Patriots twice when the game was in the balance for Kansas City. But I don't know. He played great. Even though the numbers, you know, don't reflect how good he played, especially in the second half, man. God, he was – had a couple of those throws again. Just amazing plays, amazing plays.
Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9th time Brady and Belichick will be in the Super Bowl.
In the words of Tom Brady, unbleeping believable, bro.
Yes. Which isn't as audible as you'd like that to be.
Yeah.
You actually have to listen to it a million times.
I went back and I was like, huh? Did he just say that? You know, and then I didn't pick up on it initially. I did right away. I knew something was amiss. And then I went back and said, I think he said that.
Oh,
and he did.
Against the team, the Rams.
That's exactly
where
right.
it all started.
Super Bowl 36. And the Rams are there. So we'll take a couple of things here before we play the game-winning field goal. This is what everybody's talking about as heard in New Orleans.
Third down and 10. Breeze from the gun. Takes the snap. Goes to the near side. Hit early. Where's the flag?
You don't get one.
Early hit on Tommy Lee. Sean Payton is all the way down at the 10. Unbelievable no call.
No call at all, Saints Radio. Now, the Saints would kick the field goal.
take the lead, but the Rams would come back, tie it up with a field goal, and then in overtime you'd get the interception for L.A., and then it would line up Greg Zuerlein for the game winner.
57-yard try to win the NFC Championship game. The hold is down, the kick clears the line, and Greg Zuerlein sends the Rams to the Super Bowl! L.A. will play for the Lombardi!
That's Rams radio. That thing was good from like 80 yards.
I know, it was an incredible kick. Did you guys see this video? You know how nowadays when a game ends like this, you'll get a video of a bar or somebody's living room? And there was a bar in L.A., and there's like four people watching it, and then the kick goes through, and they're just like, yeah. And we're like, yeah, this is why they moved teams to Los Angeles, because of that fervor.
How many celebrities are going to be coming out of the woodwork in L.A. to be a part of this thing?
It's going to be nauseating.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure will. You're right about it. L.A. in the Super Bowl, going to Atlanta. Wow, 26-23, your final score. Didn't get to the number, the over, oh, by the way. Jared Goff threw for 297, a touchdown and a pick, 107 yards receiving for Brandon Cooks. All right, here's Nikhel Roby-Coleman on the no pass. So this is kind of interesting because he had some stupid comments, obviously, about, yeah, hell yeah, it was passing interference. And then I guess, I don't know if someone talked to him and told him to shut up, but here he was, why it was not passing interference.
Ref said, like, low-key, it was a tip. Like, it was, like, tip. So I was just like, okay, cool.
Where was the ball was not even remotely close to being tipped. What the hell was that? That's a dumb comment.
Here he is saying, without the tip, sure, it's passing interference.
I ain't played a ball. If I would have played the ball, then it would have been a different story. But since I just went straight to him, and when I seen his hands go up and I hit him, I just heard the crowd go crazy, and I was like, oh, this is a flag. And then I got up, he said incomplete. I was like,
oh, that's all right. Yeah.
Turns out I whacked his ass.
Yeah. Guess what? The Saints ain't going to the Super Bowl.
Here's Sean Payton. He talked with your boy, Alberto Riveron.
It was simple. They blew the call. He said it should never have not been a call. They said not only was it interference, it was helmet to helmet. There were two calls. They couldn't believe it.
Hmm. Well, now, you know, it's not Alberto Riveron's fault. I mean, he's back here in New York looking at slow motion everything. He's just calling and saying, look, they blew the call on the field. You know,
our bad.
At the end of the day, Bill Cowher will tell you, Gio will tell you, I'll tell you too. You know, you still got to win the game and you got to play the game no matter what the situation is. But at the end of the day, where that play happened and what would have happened had that play been called, that's what really just drives you nuts. And that's what makes you feel bad that the wrong team is going to the Super Bowl.
You know what you see a lot is there's a play that's egregious like that, and the official that's standing right there doesn't throw the flag, but someone else does. And that was another thing that surprised me, too, that another official wasn't like, hold on a second. Like, something had to have been wrong with this. I mean, it was helmet to helmet. He crushes him before the ball gets there. I know maybe this guy didn't want to be the official that determined the game with a flag, but I have to. I can't let that go. The entire crew let that go in that spot. It's amazing.
Here's another Roby-Coleman.
Drew Brees got tipped. When he released it, it got tipped a little bit, so I have the authority to hit him if the ball is in the air.
Wait a minute. The ball got tipped?
That's what he's saying. Yes.
That's the story he's going with?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
I'll tell you what. You know,
I was surprised to see this. He's going to make it in politics someday.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
He's talking about that same play, not something else?
100%.
How could he? I mean, what? Never mind.
Here's a key.
Believe me, this, you know.
Here's a keep to leave.
It's amazing. Like you said, it's amazing, man. But at the same time, it's where we thought we'd be in April. It's where every team thought they'd be in April.
And he's on his way to Atlanta.
We took the necessary step to get there. We're going to Super Bowl.
There you go. Rams and Patriots in the Super Bowl. It's unbelievable.
I want to have a night where it's me, Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, and Nikhel Roby-Coleman. We all go out together. Just the four of us.
You'll have a blast.
Yeah.
NBA today, the Knicks host the Thunder, 12:30. Nets on WFAN.com against the Kings at 3:30. Nets, by the way, won over the weekend again.
Yeah, nice, good for them.
Now 24-23. College basketball, BC beat number 11 Florida State 87-82. Islanders win again, shut out the Ducks 3-0, 5 straight, 15 of 18. Cal Clutterbuck scores 2 goals in the first. Robin Leonard with 19 saves, third shutout of the season.
Another shutout for Leonard.
Yeah, that doesn't
suck. That's unbelievable. That's Barry Trotz, that's defense, that's, you know, protect your goalie, get back in your own zone. Man, look, they've been the best team in hockey since December 15th.
Hard to argue, for sure. And at the Australian Open, mentioned TFO, but Serena Williams did beat the one seed Simona Halep in three sets this morning.
Just go back for the Islanders for one second.
Yeah.
Do we know where they're playing their playoff games if they make the playoffs?
No,
I don't want to jinx them.
I want to say Lou Lamoriello said that's still to be decided.
Yeah, yeah. If you're playing in the barn, man, you are not playing at the Barclays Center. Are you kidding me?
I would agree with
Nassau
you.
Nassau Coliseum
we'll see.
Is such a home ice advantage for them.
Agreed.
It'd be so stupid not to play it there.
Well, that's why it'll be at the Barclays.
It should be. Should be.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.